What's up, friends? Today, I have got an awesome guest for you. Her name is Sarah Beasel, and she is going to be sharing how she got 21 new students into her course that she created, by the way, in just 6 months or less, how she doubled her email list and doubled her Facebook group, all because of my program, Podcast to Profit. She's going to share with you how that went down, what the program was like. All the details are going to be inside today's episode. Stay tuned, get ready, because this is so good. Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it. Psst, before we dive into today's show, I have a secret to tell you. So many of you were knocking on the inbox asking us to extend the Profitable Podcast Bootcamp deals. Like, you were going, oh my gosh, can I have one more day? I got to figure out whatever finances, or like, oh, I forgot to buy yesterday. Like, can you guys please extend it? So we have actually extended the bootcamp bonus offers through Wednesday only. So if you have not yet gone and snagged your incredible deals where you can save between $300 and $1,000 off of my courses, all the bonuses like the review party to get a ton of new reviews on your podcast in just an hour, the content mapping party with me, where we are going to be able to work out all of the amazing content ideas together in a private whiteboarding session, or getting Clarify Your Calling for free if you buy either offer during the next 48 hours, 1, 2, 3, run. Everything can be found at stephaniegass.com/let's-do-this. So don't wait. Hurry. We are definitely shutting this thing down Wednesday night. We cannot extend it again. So if you missed it, this is your grace period to get in there and claim this offer. I cannot wait to help you have big success, just like Sarah in this episode. Oh my gosh. Miss Sarah Beasel, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thanks. I'm so happy to be here.
I am so excited for you, man. Okay, so many good things we're going to dive into, but let's begin with who you are and what you do. What is your podcast all about?
Yeah, so my podcast is called Simple Facebook Group Strategy, and I'm designed to help Christian entrepreneurs create engaged Facebook groups as part of their business. And so that's pretty much all I do is Facebook groups, and I love it.
Oh my gosh. I love the niche.
Yeah.
I remember when you were in Podcast to Profit with us and this like pivotal moment of what is my thing really going to be? And we kept working together, right, to drill in and drill, like, was it community or am I doing community? And we continued to drill until you got all the way down to something so specific and niched in that is what I believe really created the explosion point for you.
Yeah, I think like that I had such a hard time mentally, like getting so niched. I was so almost like afraid to get so specific. So I had that fear that so many people have. If I get too specific, then who's going to buy from me? Who wants to listen to a podcast just about Facebook groups? Isn't that way too specific? But it really made such a difference. Like before coming into P2P, I was kind of just like general business, which is way too broad. And I was really beginning to see the problems that was creating as I was coming into P2P. So it was a really good motivator to be like, okay, this is not working out. Like, let's tear this thing apart. What do I need to do, Steph? Like, tell me how to fix it and let's fix it.
And I love yours. You are one of the most coachable people. I love that about you so much. Oh, came in as like somebody willing to learn, but what I love is willing to apply. So you are willing to learn. You're willing to take any honest and hard feedback and actually implement it. And that's hard to do because we have to remove ego. We have to remove all the buts and the what ifs. And like you did not, if you did have a problem with it, we never knew it because you would just do. And I was so proud of you for that because that's tough.
Yeah, well, it was one of those things, like, and especially because, like, coming into P2P, like, I had done the internship, so I knew that I was coming in for quite some time leading up to it. And so I knew as soon as I got in, I was like, okay, I have 6 months here. I'm just going to do every single thing by the book. And if it doesn't work after that, that's fine. I can change there. But, like, this is the book. I'm going to copy it and just go from there, right? Because what's the point? I was like, what's the point in coming in, learning all of this stuff, investing all of this time and energy, and then not just applying it letter for letter? So that's what I've tried to do as best as possible, and it's working. So there's something to it.
We're gonna get to all your juicy wins in a moment. So let's rewind back a little bit, Sarah. How did you find me, and what was your student journey like?
Yeah, I was just thinking about this morning. I think I originally came into contact with you, gosh, it was like 3 years ago now, like way back in the day when I was just starting my business journey. And I remember coming to one of those very early boot camps that you did, because I know that, like, you've done a lot since then, but I think it was one of those really early ones. And I was laughing. I was so triggered because I remember, like, I don't remember which day it was, but you had everyone show their phones on screen. You're like, show me your phone. I was like, all right, I'm watching this on my phone. I can't do it. And you're like, okay, take your phone, throw it across the room. And I was like, excuse me, what? Like, are you telling me to throw my phone away? What are you talking about? I was like so triggered. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm now distracted. And it's so funny because the more time I've spent in your world, the more I realize, wow, Ashley, phones and social media, super distracting. I'm so on board with that. But at the time I was like, you're gonna tell me I don't need my phone.
Wow, I love this so much.
That was like one of my first memories, like my first proper interactions. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I can get on board with this. But the more that I spent time listening to the podcast and just like analyzing my own life and my own business journey, I was like, wow, you know what you're talking about. Like, there's so much here that's so good. And so it was shortly after that the internship opportunity came up, and I was like, yes, I would love to do that, because financially, like, I cannot do this right now, but this is so good. And I learned so much. I could talk forever about just the internship, but that's so fun today. But it was such a good opportunity to learn so much stuff. And so that's how I came into P2P. So yeah.
So amazing. And I love that. Like, the first interaction with Steph, as she triggered me, I bet you so many people would actively say that's similar, Sarah.
Yeah.
Things like, they are strange. They're unorthodox when you're building a business. Like, what do you mean we don't believe in using social to make conversion? What do you mean, like, I'm idolizing blank, blank, and blank? Like, I am unapologetic about the ways that I believe God has equipped me to lead you all in growing a business that is glorifying to Him. And I know that when we are constantly obsessing over our phone or our numbers, or we feel like we have to be on social media at the expense of our children being listened well, in the expense of a dinner time with our family being sacred, there's a problem. And it's never comfortable or easy when you're sitting on that side of it all. But anybody listening, like, anytime you are triggered, I started asking yourself and pray, God, why did that bother me? Because there's got to be something to that. I call them discernment alarms.
Yeah.
And it's the Holy Spirit going, knock, knock, knock. Hey, like, you know, I would get triggered when someone would be more successful than me, or stuff like that. And so when I started to ask and discern through, like, God, what does that mean? He was showing me that I wasn't in a humility posture. I was in a prideful posture, and it was like, whoops, you know? So the triggers are so good. You guys, don't be afraid of the triggers. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're welcome.
Sarah kind of went about joining P2P in an unorthodox way by becoming an intern at Steph Gass. And we do have an internship program. You guys can go to stephaniegass.com/internship if you want to learn more about that. We actually have one coming up in May. So this is going to be great timing,
you know,
for anyone who is interested in that. But after you joined, so you didn't really have any fears to join, right, Sarah? Because it was like you were getting in exchange for your internship programs. Did you have any fears around, like, the time commitment or any of those things?
Yeah, I mean, that was just really it. It was weighing up, like, is this going to be worth sacrificing the time? Because it was going to be, you know, like 5 to 7 hours or so every week, which is not a lot in some ways, but in other ways, it's a sizable chunk of time. And so it was like, okay, this is time that can't go to my business, that can't go to my own personal growth or personal interests or family things. Is that going to be worth doing that for a very extended period of time in order to access this program? But I kept seeing the results that people were getting with you, and how just, like, everyone just felt so excited and so at peace with their businesses. And I was like, okay, That's what I need. That's what I want. I love everything that Steph stands for. So for me, it was so worth investing all of that time into the internship in order to get the program. And I don't regret it at all. It's been the best thing that I've done in my business so far.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Thank you for saying that. And I know there's always a fear, you know, whether the fear is the investment, the time, can I even do this? Will anybody listen to me? Will anybody buy from me? I'm not tech savvy. Like, insert whatever fear you guys are thinking right now, there is a fear. And I will say, and I'm sure Sarah, you will attest to, there is zero growth without pushing through some fear. Yeah. 100% of the time. And so investing in yourself is never comfortable, especially if you've not really done it before or you've done it and had a bad experience. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're afraid. Like, should I do it again? Am I going to make my money back? That's often a fear that comes up. And the reality is no one knows. No one knows but you and God. But what I do know to be true is if you feel convicted about something and you've prayed over it and you still feel God nudging you forward, it's your responsibility to take a step of faith and let him figure out the time or the finances or the how or the whatever. There's been stuff like, you know, for example, something I wanted to do, but I knew my husband would not be on board with that. But because I took a step forward and prayed and discerned, I would bring it up to him and God just like must have wiped his brain clean or something, because he was like, that sounds like a good idea. And I'm like, hell, just froze over. Husband said yes, right? So it's like God always takes care of the how if it's his plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I truly believe it was his plan for you to join Podcast to Profit because of how everything worked out.
Mm-hmm.
But talk to us a bit about the program, Sarah. Like, what were your favorite parts? What was the program like? Take us through the details.
I can't pinpoint a favorite part because I really enjoyed all of it. Like, obviously the coaching with you is great because like there's so many things that you really do just have like a true gift for, and just the clarity that you can get with one simple question. It's like, oh, why was I not thinking about this before? It's great. But I think honestly, like having the student coaches in the student group was so good because there were so many questions that you think, oh, this is too stupid of a question to ask, or, you know, all those things that come up, and they take such good care of you. Like they know their stuff so well in and out. And, you know, they work as a team with you. So there's times where they're like, I need to check with Steph on this because I don't really know. And, you know, they would check with you and get your perspective on things. So having like that whole network of support in the group was so good. I think I was trying to count it up. I'm pretty sure I was posting in there, I think an average of 3 times a week for the entire 6 months that I was in there.
Sarah, I love
a lot. It was a lot of posts. I was like, how frequent was this? So I was in there a lot with just like sometimes really big questions, sometimes like, I don't know how to do this one button thing. And they're there to take care of you, which is so good. So that's ought to be the favorite part, I think.
That's really, really good. I love that you brought that up because people learn differently too. Like some people learn the most through like spotlight coaching with me because maybe they're more strategic thinking or they're visual like me, and other people who are writers and who like to do the learning through words. My community coaches are so phenomenal. They are so detailed. Like I couldn't touch the feedback that they give you guys with a 10-foot pole. Like it is in depth. They are auditing the sales pages and giving incredible feedback. They're going through the coaching outlines and the course outlines and like punctuating things for you guys. Like I am blown away at my coaches. And so I love that they don't get enough credit, and they are, I think, one of the most incredible parts of this program.
Yeah. The depth of feedback was so surprising. Like the first few times I posted, I was kind of expecting like a very short answer, and it's like paragraphs. I'm like, wow, this is great. Like, this is awesome.
So legit. I love that. How did the time work out for you? Being that that was a concern that you had coming into it, did you make it work? Did that end up being a really big pain point for you?
Yeah, no, it was great. I have, my husband is super supportive of it. Like at the beginning, I was like, okay, this program is starting. I need like 3 hours a week. A lot of it I can do in the morning, but you know, like during these coaching call times, you got to go do baby duty. You got to do the things so that I can get on these calls. And he was so good at helping me find those pockets of time because it was so important to him and to me. And the fact that I was seeing results, even just in like my mental state or my emotional state, like seeing the difference was really motivating for him to help make it work for me as well, which is great. But we did have to sit down and plan it out and, you know, communicate with it because it's sometimes it was like, oh, by the way, there's a call I forgot about. But a lot of the times it's like, okay, look, it's going to be, you know, what is it, Thursday mornings? Like, I need that time to do this thing. And he helped make it work. So it was a little bit of a fear, but, you know, communication takes a lot of that away. So it was easy to make it work, which was great.
There's always a way, right?
Yeah.
There's always a way to make something happen. And to that point, like if you ever couldn't get in, there's always a replay.
Yeah.
And watch the replay.
We have a lot too.
Exactly. Like, we make this work for you guys. So let's talk about if it was worth it. Sarah Beazle, tell us what your tactical wins and outcomes were now. How long has it been since you've been out? A month? You just graduated.
Yeah, like 3 days ago.
Oh my gosh.
Just wrapped up.
So basically like 6 months on the nose.
Yeah.
Sarah, join P2P, everybody. And did you have a huge audience before you joined?
It was like, it was like a small-ish audience. It wasn't like super tiny. It wasn't coming in from scratch because I'd been in business for, you know, 3 and a bit years. But okay. It wasn't huge. But yeah, I was looking at the metrics and at pretty much everything, number doubled from start to finish, which is incredible considering that's only been a 6 month period of time.
Yes.
Multiple years before that, which is so cool. So yeah, like every single metric that I was looking at pretty much doubled. Like the podcast went to from 6,500 to 12,500 downloads. And my Facebook group went from around 800 to 16,500, which is
nuts. Wow.
Sorry, 1,600. I don't know how to say numbers anymore. Oh. And my email list was about 380 and is now over 800. So pretty much every single thing doubled.
And this is completely organically.
Yes. Yeah. Just that is podcasts from a little bit of blogging now from my Facebook group.
Like, which you learned to do. Which you learned to do in P2P.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
how to repurpose.
Whole framework in there.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So I love that your metrics grew in all of these places. And I know people are wondering like, oh, that's cute. But like, is she actually making money? Has the podcast become profitable for you?
Yes. So I launched a new course as part of P2P. I had a previous coaching offer that I am phasing out because it was not working. So I launched a new course in the middle of P2P. And so far I've had 21 students sign up now in about 4 months, which is really cool. It's awesome. And some of that has been organic as well, which is amazing because a lot of that, you know, I was worried that, oh, people are only going to come in when it's on sale or when I'm doing some big event. But some of those people have just come completely on their own time as well, which is really exciting to see that aspect happen because that's the true organic passive growth that does take time to build up. But the fact that I'm seeing that already is very motivating to keep working at it.
Oh my gosh. So I love that you just mentioned organic versus urgency offer. And that's something we teach in P2P as well. I teach you guys how to do a live launch, which you did successfully and brought in a ton of people from the live launch.
Yeah.
Then I taught you guys how to sell on the podcast organically. And what you're saying is that is also closing sales.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have just lots
through,
of methods.
Just through content in the Facebook group, for the email list, through the podcast, like people are just choosing to sign up on their own time, which is very cool.
So without P2P, do you think you would have gotten these results in 6 months on your own?
No, definitely not. I probably wouldn't even have this course because I think like you helped me put this course together because you helped me get the niche that I needed to put this course together. So I don't even know where I would have been.
I love that. So congratulations, friend. Like to say I've sold one to me would mean like, well, you can now sell 100. But to say I've sold 21 means you are now fine-tuning the science that sales simply is. And you're going to rinse and repeat and grow and trust and be consistent. And you don't have to be on social media to make these numbers happen. And it's so much freedom in that.
Yeah. I was just saying the other day, like some of these sales in the last few days have been some of the most casual things that have ever happened. It's just like, oh, hey, I'm running like a birthday sale. Does anyone want to grab it? And someone's like, yeah, sure, I'll sign up. Like, cool. Like it's so much more casual than the stress of trying to do things the way that I was doing it before PCP, which was like so high pressure. And now it's just like, yeah, it just is. I have so much peace about it, which is amazing. Like that is one of the most influential changes is just the peace that has come with this method of doing business.
Yeah. I think it's the difference of having a business partnered with God instead of having a business fully on our own.
Mm-hmm.
A business fully on our own strength is chasing. It's push marketing, buy, 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 buy. Like a business in alignment with God is I'm going to serve and I'm going to give and I'm going to allow people to come into this as an invitation. I'm going to make new friends on the podcast. And when they want to join me, it's going to be such a beautiful exchange of like, I have the solution that you need and they're going to become my new student. And I'm going to help them with this incredible problem that they're struggling with because I have the solution. It's like, it's really that simple. And we overcomplicate it and we stress. And I'm here to just eliminate all of that for everybody.
Yeah.
It's hard work.
That's a beautiful, simple method, but it just works and it's great.
Yeah. I love this so much. Well, thank you for sharing your heart today. Thank you for sharing your story. If anybody was sitting on the fence, Sarah, and they're like, oh, like, is Podcast a Profit even? Like, is it good? Is it going to be worth it? I don't know if I can do it or whatever, insert fear. Like, what do you have to say to them?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. First, if like the finances is a thing, like check out the internship programs when it comes up because it is such a good opportunity and you'll learn so much through there before you even get into P2P. But like, I've never regretted this business decision before. And I've been in coaching programs that were not good. And I've come out of them feeling like worse than I was when I started, feeling like it was an absolute waste of investment. I'm still paying off some of those bad investments to this day. But this one is like, I have not regretted this. I've actually seen results so far. And I have that framework to continue out of the program, which is really important. Like, you're not set up to just be here and then you're sent on your way. It's like, all right, you're done. Bye-bye. But it's like, it sets you up for success because you know what to do and how to execute over and over and over again, which I think is so important because, you know, we will all, you know, fly, spread our wings and fly off one day. But yes, having that framework and that foundation to know, okay, now what, and I know what to do is so important. So it's going to give you so much confidence in just how to run a business. So I would never regret this. And I don't think anyone would ever regret this.
Oh, thank you for sharing. If you guys want to check that out, obviously podcastprofitmastermind.com. Sarah, where can everybody come and check out your show if they want to grow their Facebook group?
Yeah, you can come to Simple Facebook Group Strategies. It's on all the platforms because that's what Steph teaches us. It's great. And obviously I have my own Facebook group with the same kind of name. So if you want to check me out there, then that's also great. But yeah, go listen to the podcast.
Sweet. Well, thank you, friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.